Hey, it's time for...
All Sleep.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sleep. All Sleep is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sleep. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. And now, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, it's very early morning, and the sun shines down on the porch of the little white house with the green shutters. On that porch, indulging in a little peace and quiet, very little, about 15 seconds worth, in fact, is Mortimer Meat. He stretches and yawns as the screen door bursts open.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good morning, Peggy. What are you doing out here on the porch at the crack of dawn? Yeah, I thought you were eating breakfast.
Oh, Daddy, I can't eat a bite.
Oh?
Who can eat when her happiness, her very life, is hanging in the balance?
Your Uncle Louie.
Oh, I'm not joking, Daddy. Look at this dress. Just look at it.
Very tacky, dear.
Not the one I'm wearing, Daddy. This one on the hanger, the party dress. The one you and Mother gave me for my birthday that I haven't even worn yet. That I'm supposed to wear to a party tonight.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's beautiful, too.
Of course it is, Daddy. But look at this.
Huh? An interesting design. I never noticed that before.
Oh, Daddy, it isn't a design. It's a smudge from a hamburger.
From a hamburger?
I made the mistake of showing it to Uncle Louie last night. He reached out to feel the material, and there was a hamburger in his hand.
Well, they might at least use the other hand.
Oh, it wouldn't have made any difference. There was a hamburger in that one, too. Oh, Daddy, I didn't sleep a wink. I kept seeing this beautiful dress all night.
Had spots before your eyes,
Father, how can you joke in the presence of a tragedy?
Well, what's so tragic about it? Can't Gus the cleaner take the spots out in a jiffy?
Well, he said he would. I called him a few minutes ago, and he said his delivery boy would pick it up right away and he'd have it back to me this evening in time for the party.
Well, then.
So what if he forgets? What if it isn't done in time?
Well, my grace... I mean, my gracious, Peggy, dear, it isn't that important, is it?
Not important? Father, it's crucial. It's decisive. After all, what's Harold Harbinger but a weak-willed male?
Harold? Well, how'd he get into this?
He's taking me to the party. And what's Caroline Burr but a predatory drip?
Well, I know what a drip is, but what is a predatory?
A double drip.
Oh. Well, what's Caroline Burr got to do with it?
Everything, Daddy. Everything. Calvin Newton's giving this party for our social club, see?
Yeah.
And everybody's going to go in couples except one person. And who do you think that is?
Caroline Burr, the predatory drip.
Right. And she's going unattached, hoping she can attach herself to you-know-who.
Harold, the weak-willed male.
Right.
Right.
I don't like the way she's been looking at him.
Well, has he been looking at her?
No, but you know men.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's a henna-headed girl with green eyes who paints her fingernails jungle red.
Oh, I mean...
With this dress, I wouldn't mind. But without it... Well, all I can say is Caroline Burr is a
predatory drip.
Right.
Well, now, Peggy, look, why don't you just hang your dress up on the door before your hair turns gray and trust the cleaner? Sure, Gus always keeps his word.
Okay, well, I guess Gus's delivery boy can't miss it over here.
No.
I just hope he shows up soon. Well, see you later, Daddy.
Peggy, wait a minute.
What?
All this junk pile here on the porch, what is it anyway?
Oh, that. Hmm. Mother put those old clothes out last night. They're for the community rummage sale.
They sure messed up this porch lying there in a heap. So what if somebody came to call on us? What if Mr. Barker, my boss, dropped in? Oh, heaven forbid, knock on wood.
What are you going to do with them, Father?
Well, carry them around and back where they belong. But first, I'm going to take off this fancy bathrobe. I don't want to get it soiled.
Oh, Daddy. That hideous old bathrobe of yours. It ought to be in the rummage sale.
Oh, now, never you mind, Peggy. I'm very fond of this bathrobe. Might say I'm sentimental about it. Sure, I've worn it for 15 years. It's just as bright and shiny as the day your mother bought it for me.
It's a whole lot shinier.
And I'll put it here on this chair. And, look, it had better be there when I get back.
Don't worry, Daddy. Nobody else would want it. Oh, if you see the cleaner's boy, remind him that my dress just has to be back here by this evening.
All right, dear, I will.
Oh, Harold. Oh, dear. Life is just a sad, sweet poem.
Peggy! Peggy!
Oh, I'm coming, Uncle Louis.
Where you been, Peggy? Your mother put your breakfast on the table 5 minutes ago.
Oh, did you, Uncle Louis?
Yeah, but I was afraid that it'd get cold. Eggs and bacon are no good cold, so I put them away for you.
You put them back on the stove?
Nope. I just put them away.
Oh, Uncle Louis. Oh, would you see who's at the door, please, Uncle Luce? I have to go upstairs for a minute.
Sure, I'll get it. Nothing else to do till your mother brings some more bacon and eggs. Thanks, Cece. Leave me your allowance. I'll invest it. Okay, I'm coming.
Is this the residence of the Meek family?
Yeah, that's right. What can I do for you?
Well, my name is Spindler.
What?
Spindler. Oh. I'm in charge of the community rummage sale this morning. Mrs. Meek told me she'd put out some old clothes on the porch for me if I drop around and pick them up.
Old clothes, huh?
Yeah. I presume she meant this old bathrobe lying on the chair here. Hmm? Looks like it's about ready for the scrap heap.
Yeah, I guess that's a... Oh, no. Hey, wait a minute. Huh? No, that couldn't be it. That's Morty's bathrobe. He wouldn't part with that for anything in the world.
Oh, there's nothing else here except the dress hanging on the door.
The dress is what she meant, I guess, huh?
Are you certain? It seems quite new and in very good condition.
My friend, you don't know the beach. We're the soul of generosity. Go on, take the dress.
Very well, if you think so. Thank you very much.
Don't mention it. Yes, sir, the soul of generosity.
Louis?
Yes, Dick?
Who was that at the door?
Oh, the man from the rummage sale, Aggie.
Did you give him what I put out?
Sure. Now, Aggie, about the breakfast.
It's on the table, Louis.
Yes, oh, for crying in the rainbow. Why did somebody say so? It'll get cold.
Oh, my goodness. Mention food and Louis becomes a sprinting champion.
Take it easy coming down those stairs, Peggy.
Oh, Mother.
Oh, good heavens, dear. What's the matter?
Look in.
The car's in.
No.
What about it?
I sent it to the cleaner.
Why?
I had spots on it.
Yes.
My dress. And I can't go to the party tonight without wearing it.
The dress?
The pin. I hung it right here on the porch door.
The pin? The dress?
Oh, it's gone. It's gone.
Honey, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mother, I hung my party dress on the door because it had spots on it. And the cleaner's going to remove the spots in a hurry for me. And I forgot to take Harold's crash can off the dress, and the boy from the cleaner's has already taken the dress. Don't you see?
Well, won't the dress be back in a few hours?
Sure, but the pin will be ruined.
Oh, but Peggy, it was a gold pin, wasn't it?
Yes.
Then I don't think the cleaning fluid will hurt it.
Mother, it wasn't that kind of gold. Oh, I'm sunk. I'm absolutely desolate. Harold will never speak to me again. And Caroline will turn Harold's head. I know she will.
Oh, now, Peggy.
Oh, I'm utterly devastated. I just want to crawl away and die.
If you crawl, darling, you'll never get your pin. I suggest running.
Running?
Yes, to the cleaners. I'll go with you. We might still make it before the delivery boy arrives there. And we can take the pin off the dress and everything will be fine.
Oh, if only we could. Let's hurry.
Now, aside from the natural flavor and goodness all sweet adds to any meal, it adds something of greater importance to our diet, extra food energy. And the fact that a slice of bread spread from crust to crust with all sweet is doubled in energy value is especially important to mothers of growing youngsters. With the extra running and romping that children do in the good old summertime, they use up a great deal more energy. Therefore, their need for an extra supply of food energy is greater than ever. And, mind you, AllSweet not only helps provide this needed energy, it makes sandwiches doubly delicious. And let's not forget that Swift & Company, whose business is nutrition, fortifies every pound of AllSweet with at least 15,000 units of vitamin A. That makes AllSweet one of the very richest sources of this essential vitamin. So, for food energy plus vitamin A and taste appeal, spread the youngster's bread generously with AllSweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Okay, I'm coming. Don't bust your knuckles, I'm coming.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, it's you, huh? Young Harold Harbinger. Well, if you're looking for my niece, I'm afraid you won't find her. She and her mother went out.
I'm not looking for Peggy, sir. I've got a date with her tonight, but right now I'm working. I came to call for something for the cleaners.
What? You're working for the cleaners? I thought you was working for your old man.
Father said he could save money if I quit. I just started for the cleaners this morning. I didn't even have a chance to tell Peggy about it. I'll be driving the truck all summer.
Well, that sounds like sensible work. Sitting down and all. What do you want to call for?
Well, the boss didn't say what it was. He just told me to be on the porch, and I was to rush right back.
Well, there's only one thing that could be. Here you are, Harold.
That old rag on the back of the chair?
That's no rag, my boy. That's Morty's favorite bathrobe. He left it out here, so I guess he wants it clean. Here, take it along.
Okay.
I'll be seeing you, Harold. Don't overwork.
Yes, sir. Bye, Mr. Lee.
Yeah. but...
Hey, Louie.
Huh?
Who was that?
It wasn't nobody. Harold.
Oh. Was he looking for Peggy?
No, he was looking for that bathrobe of yours.
Well, why would Harold want my bathrobe?
Well, he's working for the cleaners now. Driving his delivery truck.
Oh, I see. What?
I said he was working for...
I heard what you said. Huh? Louie, you didn't... You couldn't... Louie, for the love of Pete, well, what happened? Will you say something, will you?
Okay. I'm hungry, Morty.
Oh, no, Louie. You didn't give my bathrobe to the cleaner.
Sure. Is that what he came for?
No, you idiot. He came for Peggy's dress.
Oh, gosh. I guess I made a slight mistake.
A slight mistake? Oh, Louie, you've ruined me.
Huh? What do you mean, Morty?
If that robe gets into the cleaning fluid, I'm through.
Well, the robe might be through, Morty, but I think you'll live.
No, you don't understand. There were papers in the pocket, important papers from the office. Mr. Barker gave them to me to read over the weekend. He said I had to have them back Monday morning.
Oh.
I've got to rescue them, Louie. I've got to get down to the cleaners before they start working on that robe.
We've been here at the cleaners for an hour, and that delivery boy still hasn't come in.
Well, just be patient, Peggy. He's bound to show up.
Oh, Harold will hate me for this, losing his class pin. Oh, golly, Mother, what I go through to keep that man out of Caroline's clutches. Oh, sometimes I wonder if men are worth it.
Quiet, Peggy. Here comes that man.
Hi, Peggy.
Harold, so long, Mrs. Neal.
Good morning, Harold. What are you doing here at the cleaners?
I work here now. I drive the delivery truck.
Oh, you?
Sure. I just got back from your place, Peggy.
Well, then it was you who picked up my dress?
No, it wasn't a dress I picked up. It was a bathrobe.
A bathrobe?
Sure, a kind of moldy one. Your Uncle Louis said it was to be cleaned. I left it back in the
house. Oh, but my dress, Harold. What happened to my dress?
Well, I didn't see any dress on the porch, Peggy.
Oh, my goodness, it's gone. My party dress.
Now, don't get excited, Peggy. It must be somewhere around the house. We'll go straight home and find it.
Oh, we've got to, Mother. If we don't, Caroline. I mean...
What's that about Caroline?
Caroline? Did I say Caroline? Well, I was just talking about Uncle Louis' hairline. It's receding.
Oh, funny. I
think we'd better be receding, too. Goodbye, Harold.
Oh, Mrs. Meek, wait a minute. What about the bathrobe? Do you want it back?
No, for heaven's sake, Harold, keep it. Maybe you could use it for a shoe rag or something.
No, thanks. But I'll tell you what. I'm going right past the community center my next trip. How about my dropping it off there for the rummage sale?
Oh, would you do that, Harold? If they can't sell it, maybe they can give it away. It's the light of Mortimer's life, but my blight. Mortimer, where are you?
He ain't home, Maggie. He just went turning out of here a few minutes ago. Hiya, Peggy.
Uncle Louie, where's my dress?
Well, you got it on, ain't you?
No, I mean my party dress. I hung it out on the porch this morning for the cleaners, and now it's disappeared.
Oh, that's bad. Well, now that I come to think of it, Peggy, I meant to tell you about that dress.
You mean you've seen it, Louie?
You know where it is?
Well, yeah, I do. Yeah, in fact, I know exactly where it is.
Well, tell me.
Are you sure you want to know?
Oh, Uncle Louie, please.
Louie, where is Peggy's party dress?
In the rubbish sale.
Oh,
Peggy.
Mother, did you hear him? My dress. My party dress.
Yeah, I guess I made a slight mistake this morning. This fellow Spindler, he come around...
Louie, how could you? What were you thinking of?
Breakfast.
But I showed you that dress last night. Uncle Louie, I don't see how you could
what
possibly...
What's the use of talking, Peggy? We're wasting time. Now, come on, let's go back to that rummage sale. We'll get your party dress back again.
Well, at last, Harold.
Oh, hello, Mr. Meek. How come you're down here at the cleaners?
I've been waiting for you, young man.
For me?
Yes.
Oh, you're looking for Peggy's dress, too, aren't you? Well, I haven't seen it.
I am looking for my bathrobe.
Your bathrobe?
Yes, the one my dim-witted brother-in-law gave you to be cleaned.
Well, but... Some...
It happens to be my favorite garment, Harold, and it also happens to have several important documents in its upper breast pocket.
Documents?
Documents of a highly confidential nature. Documents belonging to my employer, Mr. Barker. Documents which he would not care to have cleaned and pressed.
Holy smoke.
So give me back my robe, Harold. This minute.
I haven't got it, Mr. Meek.
You have got it. Well, where is it?
Well, you see, I...
Harold, where is my bathrobe?
Well, sir, I took it to the community center.
To the community center? Oh, nonsense. Why would anybody take my old bathrobe to the community center?
For just one reason, sir. To put it in the rummage sale.
Oh, to put it in the rummage sale. What did you say?
Mr. Meek, you better loosen your tie. Your face is sort of blue.
Mother, look.
just coming in the door there.
Oh, good heavens, Peggy, it's your father.
He often looks just terrible. Well, he looks as worried as I feel. Oh,
Mortimer!
Peggy, well, why are you two here at the rummage sale?
Oh, Daddy, the most awful thing's happened.
Yes, I know, dear.
Oh, you heard about it? Well, we've just got to get it back, Mortimer.
I'll tell the world we do.
Where's Harold Crashton on it, Father?
Harold Crashton? What?
Peggy pinned it on. She thought it would make Harold happy to see it there.
Why would Harold be happy to see his class pin on my bathrobe?
Your bathrobe?
What are you talking about, Mortimer?
What are you talking about, Agatha?
Look who's here. If it isn't the Meese family. So kind of you to come to the Romans. And so especially kind of you to make such splendid contributions. Why, do you know Mrs. Meese, that party dress was by far the most beautiful garment we had to offer?
Oh, but Mr.
And that nice, comfortable old bathrobe of yours, Mr. Meese. We made a substantial profit out of that also.
A profit out?
My party dress.
Oh, we did very well with that, Miss Meek. Very well indeed.
You don't mean...
Oh, no, he couldn't mean...
Mr. Spindle, do you mean...
I certainly do, Mr. Meek. We disposed of both items without a bit of trouble. They were the first garments sold. Aren't you delighted to hear it?
Delighted.
Tell me, what's cooking at your house for dinner tonight? Oh, on second thought, don't help me. Let me guess. I've got it. Some of that wonderful sweeter and sugar sweet corn that's beginning to be plentiful right now. A big platter of sliced table-ready meat. A tossed green salad. And certainly some of your own justly famous blueberry muffins. And now before I fall over here in a faint from hunger, let me tell you this. To be at its most glorious best, sweet corn should be simply dripping with all sweets. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. And of course, the same thing goes for those wonderful blueberry muffins. As a matter of fact, it's on hot breads and hot vegetables that all sweet proves its flavor superiority. Oh, but that's understandable when you consider that all sweet flavor is a natural one. No artificial flavor is added to all sweet. Only the products of America's farm and pasture lands go into the making of this famous margarine. So if you want to be a big favorite at your house, add all sweet margarine to your grocery list. It'll add deliciousness to every meal.
Mr. Spinder, I had some very important papers in that robe. For heaven's sake, man, think. Think who you sold it to.
Yes, think, won't you, Mr. Spindler?
Please think. I am trying to think, but it is a little difficult with the three of you crowding my brain cells.
But you must remember who bought my party dress.
You must remember who bought my party dress. Yes. And my classroom, and my best
room. Oh, you both be quiet. Give Mr. Spindler a chance to concentrate.
Who bought my party dress, Mr. Spindler?
Dr. Furnish.
What?
Well, why would Dr. Furnish want Peggy's party dress?
Oh, no, I mean he bought the bathrobe.
Aha! So old Furbish got it, did he?
Yeah.
Well, that's all I want to know. I'll see you later.
Where are you going, Mortimer?
To buy the bathrobe from Dr. Furbish. I'll make him sell it, even if it costs me as much as $5.
And now, Mr. Spindler, please, my party dress.
Kate is coming back to me now. I saw her making the purchase. A tall girl, very attractive, with red hair and green eyes.
Red hair? Green eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not Caroline.
What is it? Caroline was her first name.
Peggy.
Not the Caroline.
Yes, Mother, the Caroline. The one with the fingernails. The shameless, treacherous, brazen, predatory drip.
Ah, the rival, I take it.
Then she'll have Harold's heart pin, too, won't she?
Oh, Mother, this is the end of everything.
Well, that's one consolation, Miss Meek. It cost your rival a pretty penny. She paid $4.95 for that dress.
$4.95?
And I paid $14.95 for that dress at a sale.
I never even worn it.
$4.95.
Oh, Mother, it's bad enough to lose Harold, but
to see you get a bargain like that.
That's just too much, Peggy. You can't let it happen.
You're right, Mother. I won't. What are you going to do, dear?
I'm going over to Caroline's house this very minute. I'll get my dress back. Oh, no, the reason why.
My young love.
How right you are, Mrs. Spindler. $4.95 indeed.
Dr. Furmish?
Why, yes, I think so.
You called the cleaners a little while ago, Doctor?
I did.
I'm working for them now.
No.
I drive their delivery truck.
Well, isn't that nice? Be careful and keep your eyes on the road. Good day, my lad.
Good day, sir. Doctor, wait a minute. You said you had something you wanted cleaned and pressed.
Oh, yes, of course. What was it?
Well, I don't know, sir. You didn't say what it was.
Let me see.
Could it have been that hanging there?
Oh, you mean this umbrella?
That's not an umbrella, sir. It's a walking stick.
Oh, No wonder I got so wet in that rain yesterday.
But I don't mean that. I'm talking about the robe hanging on the hall tree there.
Oh, yes, of course, this old bathrobe of mine. Lovely old thing, isn't it? I've worn it for years and years.
I have a feeling I've seen it somewhere else.
My, my. It surely needs a cleaning, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. It certainly does.
Young man, would you do a favor for me, please?
Certainly, Doctor. What is it?
Will you call the cleaners and tell them to send out their delivery boy?
This dress is rather becoming to me, don't you think, Peggy?
Hmm.
See how nicely the colors match my hair, nice.
Hmm. You couldn't have done better, dear, if you'd bought it for me.
Well, I didn't buy it for you, Caroline. I bought it for myself. And what's more, I'm going to wear it to the party tonight.
Oh, but how can you, darling? You see, I'm going to wear it.
And why not, when I paid for it with my own money?
Hmm, $4.95.
And it was a bargain.
What did you pay for, dear?
$5.95.
What?
It must be just the kind of party dress Harold goes for. Or I'm sure you wouldn't have bought it.
And you wouldn't want it back so badly, either.
I not only want it back, Caroline, I intend to get it back.
I'm sorry, Peggy, but...
Peggy, let go of that dress.
I won't. It's mine.
You let go of it.
Peggy, Nick, if you don't take your hands off, take your hands off. It doesn't belong to you.
Oh, oh my goodness.
Now look what you've done. You've torn it right in half.
I didn't do it. You did.
Well, it's ruined anyway.
Yes, and I'm glad of it. I'm terribly, terribly glad. I'm just tickled pink. Because if I can't wear it, at least you can't either.
Yes, you sound delighted.
I am. And why shouldn't I be? I got the hat with Harold's clasp in.
Now, Dr. Furmish, won't you tell me that you weren't at the rummage sale this morning because you were seen there by a half a dozen people.
Was I, Mr. Mead?
Yes.
Well, then, I suppose I must have been there. Yes. I had a distinct impression it was a haberdashery.
Doctor, that's because you bought a robe there. My bathrobe, and that's what I'm after. I've got to get it back.
Oh, well, you certainly are welcome to it, Mr. Mead.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Thank you. I'll pay you whatever you like for it. Now, where is it?
Where is it?
Uh-huh.
Now, that's the question. Where is it?
Yes, where is it? You mean you don't know what you did with it?
It seems to be a little vague in my mind.
Yeah, along with everything else. But you've got to remember, Doctor. Now, look, you've got to. It's a matter of life and death.
Mm.
If I don't get the papers that are in the pocket of it, I'll be fired. Barker will give me the gate. I'll be broke. I'll be ready for the cleaners. The cleaners.
The cleaners. That's it. That's it, Mr. Meade.
Who is the doctor? Doctor, you don't mean
I didn't send my ropes. I did.
Huh?
I did indeed. I sent it to the cleaner.
Heavens, well, goodbye, Doctor. Goodbye.
Oh, my. Look at that man run. If I could get a saddle on him, he'd win the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, Mother, it was such a lovely dress.
Well, don't worry about it, dear. I sent Caroline the $4.95 she paid for it.
Oh.
We'll call it our contribution to the rummage sale.
And at least you have Harold Plaskin back.
Be thankful for that.
Oh, I am. But I have nothing to wear tonight. I haven't a single decent dress.
There's the phone, dear. Want me to answer?
No, I'll get it, Mother. Hello?
That you, Peggy?
Harold!
Hold your breath. I got news for you.
What is it, Harold?
Well, you know, I've been kind of busy today. My first day on the job, and I was tearing around picking up suits to be pressed, and, well, I kind of forgot my own.
Forgot it?
Forgot to take it to the cleaners, I mean.
Oh, well, it's perfectly all right, Harold. I mean, don't let it worry you.
I'm not worried. Not since I fixed it all up.
But what do you mean?
Well, I called Kathy Newton, and Kathy called everybody and changed it to a hard times party.
Hard times?
Sure. You know, you wear your old clothes, the oldest, worn-outest, most tattered ones you've got.
Oh, Harold!
You aren't sore, are you, Peggy?
Sore?
Well, I know you were planning to wear your new dress, and I...
Oh, dear. No, I'm not sore, Harold. Honestly, I got a bit sore.
It was okay with everybody in the class except Caroline Burr. Who cares about her?
Mm-hmm.
Hope she doesn't come. She's a drip.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Caroline's sweet. In a drippy sort of way.
Well, anyway, I'll be around about 8:30. Goodbye, Peggy.
Goodbye, Harold.
Mortimer, it must have been at the cleaner.
Agatha, I tell you it wasn't. Louie and I went through the whole place. Not a sign of my bathrobe. I'm worried, Agatha. In fact, I'm scared stiff.
You really think Barker will fire you?
Fire me? Well, I'm lucky if he doesn't shoot me.
Oh, come again, Daddy. Don't you dare call it, please. How do I look, Mother?
You Agatha, what was that?
That was Peggy, dear, our daughter.
She looks like the bride of Frankenstein.
Well, it seems they changed their party to a hard times party. She's wearing the old clothes I set aside for the rummage sale.
Funny. What about you?
Yeah.
Good evening, Mrs.
Hello,
Meek.
Oh, hello there, Harold.
What's the matter, sir?
Harold, that rope. Where did you get that rope?
Well, to tell the truth, sir, I sort of borrowed it. But I didn't think Dr. Fermi should mind.
Dr. Fermi?
Yes, Mrs. Meek. He gave it to me today to be cleaned and pressed. Said it was an old bathrobe of his. I didn't think he'd mind if I used it for the party before I gave it to the cleaners tomorrow.
Harold, come here.
Mr. McCarthy. Be careful. You'll bite the boy's arm.
Here, let me see it. Yes, sir. It is mine. I knew it was mine.
There couldn't be two bathrobes like that in the world.
No, you're right, Agatha.
I thought it looked like the one I took to the rummage sale.
Mortimer, what about the papers?
Well, they're here, Agatha. They're here, right here in this pocket where I left
them. Oh, Connie, how wonderful.
Well, the panics are all past. I think I'll just go off and lie down for a while.
Gee, Mr. Meek. I'm sorry. If I don't realize, I won't wear it to the party.
Why, of course you wear it, Harold. You wear it with my compliments.
Thank you, sir.
But whatever you do now, take good care of it and be sure to bring it back.
Oh, I will, sir.
Yes. Harold, you see, I don't care about it myself, but I don't want to disappoint Agatha. She just loved it on me. You know how sentimental women are.
Now, if you'll lend me your ears for a second or two, I'll tell you about a mouth-watering dish that you can whip up in jig time. Get yourself some of those big, beautiful mushrooms, the largest ones you can find. Then, about 15 minutes before eating time, wash and brush those chubby mushrooms and remove the stems. Next, place them capside up in a dripping pan that's been lightly spread with delicate, all-sweet margarine. Sprinkle them with salt and pepper and dot those seasoned mushrooms generously with additional all-sweet. Now, add 2/3 cup of cream for every 12 mushrooms that you use. Pop this rich, savory treat into a hot oven and bake for 10 minutes. Cover the mushrooms with the cream that's left in the pan. Arrange on toast that's been spread with smooth, creamy all-sweet. And serve piping hot. Say, there's a really delightful dish that's a main dish in itself. Or you can serve it with fish or leftover meat. But for lickin' good results, be sure to use all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Well, well. So Harold won a prize at the hard times party, did he, Peggy?
He sure did, Father. First prize, too.
And he was dressed in my bathrobe.
That's right. That's why he won it.
And you had the nerve to tell me it was old and shabby. Yeah. I guess you know better after this.
Daddy, did I tell you what the prize was for?
Well, no, you didn't. What was it for?
Why, it was a contest to see which boy looked most like a scarecrow.
Meet the Meek stars Boris Lewis and Beryl Vaughn. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and produced and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invites you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.